can scream and shout with all your might. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. Either you are wrong or I am right.
Great one. Are you I am here. I am back. I was doing a little stuff there. I'd go wank off in the sink. Great one. Are you still watching the Russian sports babes? Yeah, I am. We're almost done with that video. We may finish it up in this one. God, you ever have that thing where the back of your ear itches? It's like, it's driving me crazy. I just keep scratching it, it does no good. Alright, well, welcome. So, after telling you that there was probably going to be repeats next week, now we're on episode 3, so you'll be hearing this on Wednesday, so there's really no need for repeats. I might get in a Friday episode at some point. It is. Fuck, it's almost 2 o'clock. I gotta wrap this up and go to the fucking gym. I had all this shit I was going to do between trail running and going to the gym, which was supposed to happen around 2 o'clock. I was going to record one episode. My sunburn's starting to blister. I was going to record one episode and then do a bunch of shit. And we just went down the rabbit hole. I'm just having a good time recording. So I just said, fuck it. I'm going to keep going. So here we are. Welcome to episode 3 of this series. All right, we're jumping right back in because there's a lot. We're going to finish this. We're almost near the end of this video. Then we're going to finish the Russian babes. I'm going to finish watching those. And then, because I was thinking, all right, I don't have enough material on this video for a full podcast. What do I want to do? I got something here that I'm going to read, which is related because it's about democracy. And this whole thing is about what we got, that government's got to regulate things. Otherwise, people will go crazy because, of course, the government should be regulating everything because unlike all those private organizations, well, the government regulations are always good and the government is beyond corruption and so forth and so on and yada, yada, yada. All right, let's get going here. We ain't got all fucking day for this. Remember, you can send me email if you'd like to do so. You can send that to God, that's fur baby spelled backwards, God@CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs or over there on the Twitterverse, @CYNLIBSOC.
You're lying. Now, Dave Rubin might counter-argue, yeah, but then eventually people will learn it's rat meat, and then they'll tell them, hey, don't go to that vendor because it'll, you know...
Yes, eventually people... So, remember, we're talking about a secular fairy boy here is telling us that without government regulations to stop people from selling rat meat and saying it's chicken, there's no other way. Other than government regulations, there's no possible way to stop people from selling rat meat and saying that it is chicken. The only way to prevent that is government regulation, right? He didn't say government regulation is one possible way to prevent. He's the only way. Is that what he's actually saying? Am I doing a straw man argument like he does? I don't know. Let's back up. Let's find out. Let's make sure that I'm right. There's a stupid statement. Of course I'm right.
Rat meat and saying it was chicken. Oh, it'll all work itself out. What the fuck are you talking about? There was a scandal where, because of a lack of regulation, people were selling...
Okay. So notice, listen to the language here. Because of a lack of regulation, people were selling rat meat as chicken, is what he's about to say. See, notice the reason they were selling rat meat as chicken is because of a lack of regulation. It's not because people were dishonest It's not because they had 12 years of public education. It's not because they went to college. It's not because they were raised by women. It's not because single mothers are awesome. I wonder if any of these people selling rat meat as chicken were women, because aren't women supposed to be all fucking pure and pristine and better than men? You know, were any of these people minorities? See, that's the reason. The reason they sold rat meat as chicken isn't because they had ADHD or liberal arts degrees, or they were on drugs, or they were dishonest, or there was not a father in the home when they were being raised. No. The reason was because of the lack of regulations. See, what Fairy Boy is saying, secular Fairy Boy is saying, that if there are no regulations, that's the only thing that stands between people selling rat meat as children, right? People, the mythological other people, because not him, of course, he would never sell rat meat as chicken because, well, he is pure and pristine. He's secular Fairy Boy. But these other people, the only thing stopping them from selling rat meat as chicken is government regulations. And that's why these people who would sell rat meat as chicken, that's why they should be allowed to vote and determine who determines the regulations.
Rat meat and saying it was chicken. Well, what's the only way to fix that? To have government regulations.
There it is. The only... Thank God. I did actually... Didn't expect him to say it that clearly. What is the only way to fix that? Government regulations. So you're like, parent, because single mothers, we don't need no fucking man. Right, we can't fix problems like this through parents raising their children to be honest and have integrity. Yeah, no. The only way to stop people from selling rat meat as chicken is with government regulations. I'm here to tell you the only way to truly solve these sorts of problems is with natural selection. You get rid of the welfare, all of this shit will sort itself out.
Leaders go, oh shit, you're lying. Now, Dave Rubin might counter-argue, yeah, but then eventually people will learn it's rat meat, and then they'll tell them, hey, don't go to that vendor because they'll, you know, they suck and they're selling rat meat and saying it's chicken. But Dave, how many people have to fucking eat the rat before you get to that point?
Oh my God.
A lot of people are going to have to eat the rat now, aren't they?
Some people might have some consequences. This statist notion that the government can protect everybody from every bad thing. Furthermore, does eating rat kill people? Has anyone ever died from eating rat meat? But this notion that the government's going to protect everybody, and we can't have anybody eat the rat meat. I mean, this is where social justice warring comes from, right? This is where the hate speech laws come from. Well, we've got to have all of these government regulations on speech, because otherwise there might be a few people who get their feelings hurt. You know, okay, there might be a few people who eat some rat meat before they figure out that it's not chicken. And this is worth taxation and the threat of violence and putting people in cages who don't pay their taxes and bringing in the immigrants and fucking killing these Muslims that you're so fucking in love with missiles launched from flying robots and all this other shit.
Reasons we know, as a matter of fact, that regulation works?
We know, as a matter of fact, that regulation works. I'm not defining what works means, but we know that we know that regulation works because the imperial they said so.
Is there was a massive period of deregulation on the lead up to the Great Depression.
It's a Great Depression.
Now, during the Great Depression, One of the things that happened was FDR put into place massive regulations of Wall Street to try to prevent another economic crash. And then we had decades of sustained growth.
Oh, because of FDR regulating Wall Street. Because the only thing that has anything to do with the economy of the United States and how the people are doing and yada yada is Wall Street. Wall Street is like the center of everything.
And the next big downturn we had was after the neoliberal period when they brought back the deregulation. Because when you have deregulation and tax cuts for the rich...
See, once again, when you have deregulation, and of course there's tax cuts for the rich that we always have to hear about, but once again, this, well, deregulation is bad. Okay, let's do this. Let's talk about this for any stupid people listening. Let me explain. We've been over the thing change, right? See, change is good. Okay, so as I have explained, so change. All right, let's say, oh, I haven't done Jews lately. Okay, so let's say you have some Jews. I'm sorry that you have Jews, but let's say you have a Jew infestation. Okay, if the Jews are living in a house next to yours, and then Donald Trump shows up and he takes the Jews and he puts them into an oven and he bakes them. Okay, that's change, right? Because first the Jews were living in their house and now they're dead. That's change. So if change is good, just because change is good, then that would be a good thing, right? Yes, it would. Don't sit here and tell me I'm wrong, because I'm not. That's the whole fucking point of nebulous language. You're using words and they don't fucking mean anything. Okay, deregulation is bad. Okay, aren't these same faggots as this secularist cunt? Aren't they trying to deregulate immigration into the United States right now so it's easier for people to come to the United States? So if deregulation is such a terrible thing, why are they trying to get rid of regulations so that more immigrants can come here? If deregulation is bad, does that not mean regulation is good? So say, for example, Donald Trump gives an executive order saying that people who vote for Hillary Clinton should be rounded up and exterminated. Okay, now that's a regulation. So if deregulation is bad, well, getting rid of the regulation that Hillary Clinton voters should be rounded up and exterminated, well, that would be bad, right? Because deregulation is bad. There's people and they want to completely eliminate ICE. Isn't that a form of deregulation? But deregulation is bad.
What you have are what's called boom-bust cycles.
Yes, and those are fucking natural and they need to happen. That's how people fucking learn from their mistakes. Once the idea that the government is supposed to protect everyone in the United States from boom-bust cycles is absolutely fucking absurd.
So the economy takes off and explodes, and then it all implodes. And the
right, because it self-fucking regulates.
Bubble bursts. And it doesn't take a genius to see that we're in a bubble in 2007. It doesn't take a genius to see that we're in a bubble today in 2018.
Are you talking about the education bubble?
And a lot of this has to do with massive Wall Street deregulation.
See, once again, Wall Street deregulation causes everything. Wait, I thought it was the Russians.
So you need refs. You need refs in the game to make sure that everything is fair and that everything is on the up and up.
No, fairness does not exist. There's no fucking such thing as fair, and that is the last thing that we need.
When you get rid of the refs, it's not that everything gets better. It's that everything, in the long run, gets much, much worse.
And remember, when you say worse, what do you mean by worse? Do you mean that people who do stupid shit suffer the consequences? That's not worse. That's better. That's natural selection. Speaking of natural selection, let's come over here and let's look some more at the fantastic wonders of natural selection as it has been allowed to take place in Russia. Let's finish off the Russian hot babes. There's only like 30 seconds left of this, man.
Damn.
Kind of disappointed. I'm almost tempted to just play the video again. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Oh, wait. There's my hottie. Ukrainian athletic champ. Oh, God, there's more. All right, hang on. Man, I'm such a... Ooh, she's cute. All right, let me open this one. And let me turn off the video sound, rather. Not video. Damn. So is this entire channel nothing but videos of like hot athlete chicks? Oh my god. Dude, it is. Jesus Christ. It's an entire... I'll put a link in the show notes. It's an entire channel. It's nothing but hot fucking athlete chicks. Oh my god. These people, if they're not making a fortune, they should be. Ooh, dang. Ukrainian. These are Ukrainian babes. Oh, damn. Oh. Ooh, 593. Yes. Okay. That's enough of that. Let's move on. Let's get to bitching about democracy. Damn. Oh my god. There's the first one. What in the fuck did she do to her hair? That's the first freak I've seen so far. Oh, damn. Yes, put that butt in the air. Oh, me so horny. Me so horny. Me love you long time. Most of you don't know that song. You youngins are all going, what the fuck is he talking about? God, I remember when that album came out and people, by people I mean old people, lost their fucking minds. Oh my god, Two Live Crew. What's it? I think the album is called As Nasty As They Wanna Be. Oh my god, I remember old people lost... Oh, she was hot. Old people lost their shit. You know what? Maybe I'll do a Two Live Crew song for the outro on this episode. Oh my god. Alright, give me a... Window went away. Oh my goodness. Hold on, I'll be with you guys in a second. Alright. Okay, we're back. Great one. Why are you such a fucking loser? I can't help it, man. It's just the way I roll. All right. This is from Thursday, July 26, 2018. Issue of the CSU Collegian. So remember, we've just talked about how, well, government regulation is needed for everything because the government is beyond reproach and the government can't be corrupted, and without the government regulating things, everything's going to go crazy and everybody's going to kill everybody. We're going to build houses that are fall down and kill people, and all the restaurants are going to sell rat meat and call it chicken because there's all these terrible people out there who do all these terrible things, and that's why we need democracy, because we got to let all of these people who do all these bad things to other people, well, we have to let them vote. Speakers discuss democracy at Confront Corruption Vigil. Hang on, I don't know why I'm still fucking standing here with this headset on, because I am no longer listening to audio. I'm also going to turn on the lights so I can actually fucking read. Well, in so much as I can read. Here we go. Dozens of people gathered in Old Town Square Plaza July 18th to attend the Confront Corruption, Demand Democracy Vigil, in which several speakers voiced their concerns on issues pertaining to the Trump administration and the state of democracy in the United States. Taking place... Okay, so it's called the Confront Corruption, Demand Democracy. And it's a vigil. And it's aimed at the government. So you're saying there is corruption in the government. But we need the government to regulate building houses and selling food, because if the government doesn't regulate those things, oh, and the banks and Wall Street, right? If the government doesn't regulate those things, there will be corruption in construction and selling food and Wall Street and the banking industry. So we need the government to make sure there's no corruption there. Yet, if you're confronting corruption in the government, doesn't that mean the government is corrupt? So you've got inferior, stupid, corrupt people voting for the government, which is corrupt, and then the corrupt government is going to regulate the corrupt people who voted for it. And that's your idea of what's going to work out. And you cannot imagine any other way. As he said in the video, there's no other way to prevent people, other people, of course, not him, not him, but those mythological other people cannot be prevented from selling rat meat as chicken by anything other than government regulation, being regulated by this government, which is corrupt. Taking place only 2 days after President Donald Trump's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, I wonder if any of these hot chicks were there. That would have been awesome. The Confront Corruption Vigil was just one of 200 similar vigils held in 39 different states July the 18th, event moderator Suzanne Trask said. That is a lot of people who have no motherfucking life. Quote, I'm here trying to regain my balance so that I can stop reeling from outrage to outrage and get organized to move the United States in a better direction, unquote, Trask said. You can stop reeling from outrage to outrage any fucking time you want. All you have to do is stop depending on the government for everything, turn off the television, get a fucking wife. All right, let's look up Suzanne Trask. See if we can find this chick. Yeah, there's a lot of Suzanne Trask. This is going to be tough. Or Colin. This is Suzanne Trask from London. That's not helping. All right, here we go. This is Suzanne Trask, Confront Corruption. Yeah. How to fix the Democrat Party. Bullets? Oh, this might be her. Fort Collins. My God, here I found a website for Confront Corruption. Yeah, a bunch of goddamn hippies. Demand democracy. Oh God, let me click on Demand Democracy. Our democracy must ensure the freedom to vote and have that vote counted. Do you notice there's never any voter corruption when Democrats win? Our democracy must be honest. Really, are you to be honest about the fact that you used the threat of violence to steal money from other people? Our democracy must have meaningful participation. Our democracy must provide transparency into our government and our elections. Our democracy must be responsive What the fuck does that mean? A strong democracy works to respond to the needs of people and their communities, building trust in government and equity. What does that mean? Oh my God, it says right here, we must combat agency regulatory capture with processes that increase public participation and reduce undue influence by powerful special interest. Okay, we just listened to a video where we were told the only way to stop corruption in the private sector is government regulation. Now you're telling me that government regulation has been fucking regulatory captured, and we have to do something about that. We also need, this is fucking nauseating. I'll remember to put a link to this. In theory, I'll remember to put a link. All right, this chick might be her. All right, this might be the Suzanne Trask. Found her on Twitter. She's a retired sociology professor. Oh my God. And she's a manager with Organizing for Action. Even if this isn't her, this woman is still fucking pathetic. Okay. Focus, focus, focus. Hang on. Let me go look at some Ukrainian girls again.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me find my place in the article. Like to find my place in her bed. Oh, Ukraine. All right, I wonder if Ukraine is taking immigrants. Oh, damn. Damn. All right. Fort Collins for Progress, a nonprofit community action organization hosted the event. I mean, there's everybody. It's a nonprofit. It's a community. It's an action. Okay, what kind of action are you doing? Guys, sitting around in the plaza with your fucking signs, and there's a picture of them. They are, in fact, sitting in the plaza with their signs. Their signs say, stop. What the fuck? Stop T. Trump vote? No Putin puppet president. Demand democracy. Oh, patriots confront treason. Oh God, I wish, because if there are any patriots confronting treason, they would be out there shooting all of you. That's so close. I really want to do a rant. I really want to just lose my shit and scream about something, but I'm going to hold off and just wait. But that's, oh God. Anyway, breath. Breathe, deep breath, focus. I'm in a great mood, but I have a lot of fucking anger. I'm in that sweet zone. What is this shit? Okay. Trask began the vigil by explaining her aspirations for the United States. So see, this one fucking woman, she's going to explain her aspirations for the entire population of the United States. Right? She's under the impression that she speaks for me. She's under the impression, this is what she wants the government of the United States to force people to do. That's what that means. You can't have aspirations for other people. I mean, you can. You can have aspirations for other people if you want, but that is a motherfucking path to failure. Hold on a second. I got to do something here. And I can't spell. Okay. Because see, I don't use words like this. I don't think I have ever used the word aspiration in a sentence in my life. Definition of aspiration: a strong desire to achieve something high or great. An object of such desire. Okay, so she has a desire for greatness for the United States. How does she arrive at the conclusion that she gets to decide what constitutes greatness for the rest of us? This is a rhetorical question. We know the answer. Because all of you statists think that, yes, you're the ones who get to decide for everybody. And, of course, the problem with being a statist is when other people decide for you because they all think they get to decide for you. Then you get all pissy. Oh, my God, I can't believe the government passed this law. Well, hey, too fucking bad. When you need the government to control your behavior because you can't control your own behavior, kind of like a woman, that's the consequences. Sometimes your behavior is going to be controlled in ways you don't want it to be. Trask began the vigil by explaining her aspirations for the United States, saying she would like to see fairer elections, which means that she wants Democrats to win. Once again, see, elections are only unfair if a Republican wins. A more honest democracy. So we're going to be more honest. Wait a minute. These are the bullet points from the website that I just read. She's reading. Guys, people, they are. This isn't even her own thinking. She copied this off of the fucking website. Okay, fairer elections. Our democracy must be more honest. Oh, more honest democracy. Fairer elections ensure. Okay, fairer elections means our democracy ensure freedom, blah, blah, blah. More meaningful participation. Over here it says our democracy must have more meaningful participation. And a democracy that is more responsive. And over here it says our democracy. She just copied these off the fucking website. This is not even her own fucking brainchild stuff here. She didn't even think of this on her own. Wait a minute. She's a woman. Of course she didn't think of anything on her own. She's copying this off the website. Okay. She wants to see fairer elections, a more honest democracy. I still don't know what that means. Right? Does that mean that politicians are going to stand there and say, hey, I'm going to take money away from you via taxation, and I'm going to sell your children into intergenerational debt, and if you don't give me the money I want, I'm going to have you put into a cage, and then I'm going to use the money I took from you to do things and force you to do things that you don't want to be forced to do? Is that what you mean when you say a more honest democracy? I bet it's not. More meaningful participation from all people and not just from the wealthy. You know, it's always, oh, I get poor people involved. I mean, once again, how difficult is it to fucking go and vote? And a democracy that is more responsive to the people and their needs. Once again, that means nothing. What do you mean responsive? I don't want the government to be responsive. I want the government to go away. The government to be responsive to the people and their needs. Why can't people be responsive to their own fucking needs? Why can't you fucking parasites provide for yourselves? Quote, we have to demand a new democracy that truly reflects all Americans, unquote, Trask said. Diversity! And that's, of course, reflects all Americans, except, of course, for evangelical Christians, heterosexual white men, people who work for a living, Republicans. Yeah, I mean, you guys know the fucking drill. Along with Trask, musician Elizabeth Hutz, never heard of her, performed at the beginning and end of the vigil. Additionally, the speakers included David Trask, Kathy Kipp, Linda Blake, Allie Horton, and Kevin Refill. Who cares? Speakers discussed issues such as voter registration, voter turnout rates, political involvement, and anger over policies of the Trump administration. Oh, we discussed voter turnout. Okay, there was an election and some people showed up and voted. I mean, what are you going to discuss? There's nothing here to discuss other than about how the Russians did shit. What is that? What does that mean? We discussed voter registration. Okay, what the fuck about... And how's this for journalism? This was written by someone named Matt Bailey. Is this what passes for journalism? Okay, so they discussed voter registration. You want to, I don't know, give me some details? You want to explain to me with your journalistic integrity what that means? What did they discuss? What's the problem with voter registration? Do you want to write an article that actually informs me about something? Or is it just masturbation? Maybe you journalist, maybe you need some government regulation. You ever thought about that? Kip spoke about how to become more politically involved, telling audience members to find a candidate or an issue that best represents and reflects their issue and vote in elections. So these are enlightened liberal Democrats who hate Donald Trump, and there's a man standing in front. I've used the term man very loosely. I don't know what Kip looks like, but let's see if we can find out. I'm going to go with potential soy boy. Let's see, though. Let's find out. Oh, Kip is a woman. Oh, God. Kathy Kip. Are you shitting me? Dude. Kathy Kip for school board. Okay, so she's a politician. She wants to be on a school board. I mean, all right, look, I don't know if this is, I don't know for sure, but when I type her name into Google, over here on the right-hand side, it's got a fucking home address and a picture of a house, which I'm just assuming is her house. Dude, see, that's some fucking scary shit, dude. If I type someone's name into Google and it, like, shows me a picture of their fucking house. I mean, the woman is wrong, but because I'm not a fucking statist faggot, I would like people to have some goddamn privacy. Even fucking stupid cunts like this, who, I mean, here's her picture, short hair, old, overweight. Okay. Recent research shows that effective school boards improve their schools and raise student achievement. Citation needed. About Kathy. Oh, God. She's married. Kathy Kip lives in Southeast Fort Collins. Kathy and her husband have twin 18-year-old sons. I feel sorry for them. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. She was elected PSD Board of Education, 2011. She's a politician. Yeah. It doesn't say anything about fur babies. Kathy moved to Fort Collins in 1985 after graduating with a bachelor's degree in computer and information science from the University of California, and spent 12 years working as a database developer prior to leaving the workforce to raise her children. Oh, God. I mean, really? She spent 12 years doing an actual real job and she left work to actually raise her children. That's kind of impressive. Not gonna lie. I mean, I can't. So how did she become a stupid leftist bitch? That's kind of sad, actually. I mean, she started off in the right fucking direction. And if she really did leave work to stay home and raise her children, I mean, God, you got to give the woman props on that. Well, you don't got to, but I will give the woman props on that. So anyhow, Kip's great piece of wisdom for people is telling them to vote in the elections. Once again, okay, so if people are so goddamn, remember, these are enlightened leftists. So you're an enlightened leftist, and you go here to tell this woman how you can fucking make democracy more fair and all this other horseshit, and she's telling you that you should go vote. I mean, did you really not know to go vote in the first place? Are you leftist really that goddamn dumb that you need someone to tell you to vote? During her speech, Blake cited several sections of Malcolm Nance's book, The Plot to Destroy Democracy, How Putin and His Spies Are Undermining America and Dismantling the West, voicing her ideas over Nance's assertion that the U.S. became fundamentally dysfunctional after Trump's election. So now, of course, all the interference the government of the United States has done in the governments of other countries, see, that's totally fucking okay. But let's say that Putin really did get Donald Trump elected or some shit. See, that's wrong. Once again, this thing, well, when I hit other people, it's okay. But if someone hits me, it's wrong. Right? When I vote for politicians who pass laws that force other people to do what I want them to do, that's okay. But when other people vote for politicians that pass laws that force me to do something I don't want to do, now it's wrong. Right? So when the CIA fucks around in the government of Iraq and Iran and Panama, see, that's totally fucking okay. But when another government fucks around with the government of my country, the country that I hate, see, then it's wrong. And this is fucking hilarious that someone wrote this book, Dismantling the West. No, it's not Putin that's dismantling the West. It's you social justice warriors and your hatred for white people and your hatred for everything that white people have created and your desire to fucking breed white people out of existence. That's what's destroying the West. You are destroying the West. I don't know about you, but I'm angry, Blake said. Yes, you have emotions. We are fucking aware that you have emotions. When will you women, is this a fucking woman, Blake? Linda Blake. Do we dare try to type Linda Blake in? When are you women ever going to figure out that no one gives a fuck about your emotions except you? This whole thing, well, I'm angry, therefore Donald Trump must be literally Hitler. Yeah, I got nothing obvious. I don't have time to fuck around with it. I don't know about you, but I'm angry, Blake said. Tonight, I am fully conscious I'm angry. Wow. She's not just angry. Guys. This stupid bent. She's not just angry. She's fully conscious that she's angry. She's almost reached the point of having self-awareness. Just not enough self-awareness to know that her fucking emotions only matter to her. Tonight, I am fully conscious I'm angry, and I'm informed. Oh, I love when they use the word, I'm informed. That is a buzz phrase for I am stupid as fuck. That is a buzz phrase code word for I believe anything I see on TV as long as it coincides with the worldview I already have and doesn't require me to think. Tonight, I am fully conscious I'm angry, and I'm informed about the devastation that is taking place in our country. I'm ready to take a stand. I'm ready to shout, and I'm ready to get busy. She's going to shout. She's going to shout, everybody. That's what she's going to do. She's going to shout. Holton, a senior at Pooter High School, yes, because we need 18-year-old children making decisions. That's a great idea. Holton, a senior at Pooter High School, spoke about coming together as a country despite... Look, I can't come together. No, we need to come together as a country. Okay, your entire worldview revolves around hating me because I'm white and I'm a man and I have a job and I like girls. I'm not coming together with you people. Once again, when they say we need to come together as a country, these are all code phrases. None of them can say what's actually in their minds. Okay. Spoke about coming together as a country despite differences in political beliefs, opinions, and party affiliation. Why would I want to come together with somebody who has completely different political opinions from mine to the point that the implementation of their political desires will result in my destruction, will result in the standards of my life being lowered, will result in more of my money being taken from the government, will result in the currency, fiat as it already is, being devalued. Why would I want to come together with someone whose goals and political aims are in exact opposition to my personal welfare? And they'll say, well, you're selfish. So are you. Why is it that my desire to be left alone is terrible, but your desire to take my money and give it to immigrants and poor people is enlightened? Why would I come together with someone like you? There's no fucking reason for me to do that. Holton said she shared her experience as a gun owner and victim of a school shooting scare at PHS to understand the differences in political beliefs and opinions that exist in the U.S. on gun ownership policies. Quote, we need to unite as American citizens regardless of party, unquote. Once again, no, we don't. This thing that you're supposed to fucking unite with your enemies. And they are. I mean, the left and the right are ultimately my enemies, but the left and the right... Not the politicians. Politicians are all on the same team. But the left and the right, they are enemies. Why in the fuck are you supposed to unite with your goddamn enemies? Okay, so if this is... Why don't you fucking stupid Bents go and unite with the Nazis? She continues, whether you're left or right, we can all see wrong. Unquote. No, we can't. Because if you could see, I think she means like we can see what is wrong. We can see that this is wrong and that is wrong. Okay, once again, whether you're left or right, we can all see wrong. Well, no, you can't. Because none of you have morals, right? None of you can see what is wrong. That's why you need the government to regulate building houses. Building a house that falls down and kills the people in it is wrong. But you can't see that. That's why you need regulation. Telling someone that rat meat is chicken meat is wrong. You can't see that's wrong. That's why you need government regulation, right? Polluting the rivers is wrong, but you can't see that that is wrong. That's why you need government regulation. To sit here and say something as stupid as we can all see what is wrong, and then to also as a state to say we need regulations on everything so that people don't do things that are wrong, these contradict each other, honey. I understand you're this little 18-year-old girl who's been fucking brainwashed and your father hasn't fucking raised you, right? If you even have one. But I still don't want to hear this shit. And again, who gets to define wrong? There's a couple of things we can pretty much all agree on. You got rape, you got murder, you got arson, you got theft. Oh wait, theft is okay if you call it taxation. Okay, so we got rape, murder, and arson. Anytime a statist tells me it's wrong to steal things, I just want to fucking die laughing. Your entire fucking worldview is based on stealing things from other people. I mean, beyond that, who gets to define what's wrong? The hour-long vigil concluded with Hudson performing a rendition of We Shall Overcome, during which audience members joined her in singing the lyrics. Oh my God, we sang We Shall Overcome. Will you take that, Donald Trump? We're coming for you, you Russian puppet. All right, I'm getting the fuck, it's 2:48. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna go to the gym. And the weather, oh, the weather's great today. It's been overcast and sprinkling rain all day long. The weather is beautiful. I'm gonna walk to the gym and do my shit. I have in my notes here, I'm gonna see if I can find, I should have it. I'm pretty sure I got the 2 Live Crew MP3s. I'm gonna put a 2 Live Crew song at the end of this episode. Cause, oh me, after watching all those Ukrainian and Russian girls, oh man, me so horny. I'll try to remember to put a link to that channel also so you can, guys can go check it the fuck out. And yeah, and then you can go whack off in the sink. All right, I'm out. Thanks, guys.
What do we get for $10? Everything you want. Everything. Everything.
Oh. Don't do that, babe.
Oh, my God. until